This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. What's it like to be on strike? That used to be a very common question in the U.S. as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports there were 470 major work stoppages in 1952. By 1980, that number had dropped to 187. There were just 16 major strikes last year, but that was double the amount in 2020. And think tanks like the Economic Policy Institute argue there were many more work stoppages at smaller companies last year that the Labor Department did not monitor. Right now, the biggest strike in the U.S. involves more than 1,200 United Auto Workers members in Racine County and in Iowa who walked off their jobs at CNH or Case New Holland on May 2nd in protest over a potential new contract. Last Friday, as striking workers gathered outside UAW Local 180 in Mount Pleasant, waiting for a rally with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, some were willing to answer the "what's a strike like" question. Machinist Mark Otto has worked at the Case IH plant along Highway 11 in Racine for 11 years. His latest assignment was making components for wheel axles used on farm tractors, fertilizer spreaders, and combines. He says, yes, being on strike for more than 7 weeks is hard.
Just making ends meet. Had some car vehicle issues and stuff there for a week and a half. I had no vehicle.
Otto says it's helped that the UAW is providing strike benefits, now up to $400 per week. He says he understands why there are more labor disputes and union organizing attempts in the last couple years.
Because people are fed up. They've had enough, you know. And if we don't, what's going to happen? I mean, if there's no middle class, what the very wealthy have to offer isn't going to be able to be purchased or used in any way.
Another machinist on strike at CNH, Joshua Launderville, has worked there 7 years. The father of four says one of his main concerns is the company's use of forced overtime.
Not being able to see my family on a regular basis because I don't know whether I'm on overtime or not until the last minute. Two on, one off. It's not enough time to see my kids. The day off that I get is basically recuperation and household maintenance, you know.
Launderville says relatively low pay is also a concern. Spouse Ashley Launderville has worked at CNH for nearly 2 years, assembling transmissions for combines. She says she's developed shoulder problems from repeatedly using an impact gun or drill to torque down bolts. Her take on the increase in workers taking action.
Well, a lot of people are seeing that companies are making billions of dollars on their backs, handing out huge bonuses to CEOs and everybody in the corporate office, shareholders paying them out to keep wealth in their pocket. Meanwhile, we're all over here trying to figure out how we're getting to work, praying to God we don't hit E before we get to work, before we get our check.
E, of course, meaning empty on her vehicle's gas tank, as gas prices remain about $5 per gallon. According to a letter Senator Sanders, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others sent to CNH CEO Scott Wine this month, Wine received a $9 million signing bonus with the global company and $22 million in total one-year compensation. The company has not responded to WUWM's request for comment, but earlier told the media it's committed to resolving the labor dispute through the collective bargaining process. CNH also says last month it presented the UAW with an all-encompassing, comprehensive document. But the union says the pay raises in that offer don't account for inflation and would largely be wiped out by a pricier health insurance plan. UAW Local 180 President Yassine Mahdi says he doesn't know when he and the company will be back at the bargaining table.
We have to call a psychic and figure out when the next the next negotiation will be.
At a time when what's on the mind of some working people is just to be treated fairly. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.